ninth paragraph of Vasa, second Mishnah. If he had a person died and he left sons and daughters, and a tumtum who was a suffix, male or female. When there's a lot of nechasim, in which case the sons get the better deal, they get the Yerush itself. That's from Dachim Vaitzel in the Kavas. The males say, maybe he's in a Kavah, he doesn't get a portion of the inheritance. Nechasim Watam is a small amount of nechasim, and it all goes to provide for the food for the females. And the Kavas Dachim Vaitzel in the Kavas, and the Kavas say, we don't want him to have any, or it to have any of the money for food, because maybe he's a Zachar. If a person says that if my wife gives birth to a male, I want him to get one mana, so the deal over here was that two things. First of all, there's a chiddush in this piece of the Mishnah that he's giving something to an uber. The child that he wants to receive this gift is not yet alive. He's still a fetus. And we paskin lamaisa the mezakel uber loikon, that he could not make a kinyan to somebody who's not yet born. So, according to the way we paskin, it must be talking about a matnas shchiv mira, that he can give a person who's about to die, Chum gave him special rights to make a kinyan, but don't normally work. Akopanim. So he said, Yol de zocha noitel mona. If a son was born, then he gets a mona, and in the cave of Masai, his cheshbon was that if he has a daughter, she should get Masai, she should have a little extra money for her basic needs. So Yolden the cave tells Masai, if the daughter was born, she gets 200. Im zocha mona, the cave Masai. If Yolda Zochan, okay, but what happens if he said if it's a boy, he should get one mana, if it's a daughter, she should get two, and she ended up giving birth to twins, a boy and a girl. Zochan noitel mana, and the cave tells Mosai. We don't say they split between them, but each gets the full amount. Zochan, the son, gets one mana, then the cave gets two. Yolda Tumtim, if she gives birth to a suffix Zochan, so in the cave, a noitel, he doesn't get anything. Which is a chiddush, because the chayav mamonashech should be at least a zocher. That's the way we pass him. But this mission seems to hold that you only want to give to a vadi zocher, a vadi nekeva. And mom kol mashat teiladish dihitel, if he says whatever she gives birth to should get something, then hareiz a noitel, he will get at least one mana. Im ein shem yosha lahu yosha zakol. If the only descendant is the suffix zocher, zocher nekeva, then he'll get everything, because whether he's a zocher, whether he's a nekeva, he'll get something.